Chatterbox listener Tony Holmes has recently had his second book of poems published, called Ebb and Flow. It is dedicated to Hazel, his late wife of 70 years. Tony is 99 years old. Brought up in Norfolk, he attended Norwich School, and he retired after a very successful career in banking in 1980 and continued writing his poetry. In 2010, he won the Wells Poetry Competition with his poem Sheringham Beach. We will begin with some of his poetry, and there will be more poems at the end of our interview.
Sheringham Beach. Bound by its work to rule, the moonstruck tide invades this place of rumbling, tumbling flints. Its heaving, cleaving rage unsatisfied by foam-flecked waters, grey-green aqua tints. But when the waves retreat to other shores, the fury of the tide no longer rules and leaves a shining strand in corridors of golden, time-washed sand and little pools, where John and Jenny, armed with wooden spades, build moated castle, shore up crumbling walls, and then retreat behind the barricades, for none survive if once the castle falls. But older folk, with less heroic schemes, build castles in the air from deck chair dreams. Perception. Sometimes your rhododendrons blush and show magenta blossoms to a Norfolk dawn. Sometimes the aconites defy the snow and lavenders define a perfect lawn. Young willows dance with morning dew and weep soft tears upon a golden cheerfulness of daffodils restored from winter sleep. To nod their heads and greet the world afresh, three sturdy oak trees, wise with age and time, ignore the years and offer summer shade, where cup-held acorns, not held in their prime, await their turn to grace a new decade. But friendly faces, gardens, Norfolk skies, and now enshrouded in my loss of sight, a private mist to tease and tantalize, and paint each day in tones of grey and white. So when I sleep and turn my world around, bright colours dominate celestial fire, illuminates where lovely thoughts abound, and lights a path towards the heart's desire. The heart's desire, it tells me every night, to dream into your garden in the spring, and see you there, no need for second sight, to know that I can share your everything. The style. There was a day when even time stood still for two young lovers leaning on the stile, where Jack would shyly ask his lovely Jill to climb the hill with him and walk the mile from Diss to Palgrave through the lazy lows of water meadows sweet with Queen Anne's lace, along the footpath where the Waveney flows and Norfolk shows the world a smiling face. Now, hand in hand, they walk the years away on longer paths with steeper hills to climb, yet pause a while, remembering the day when love began and laughed at fickle time, while still beside the footpath, through the lows, untroubled by the hours, the Waveney flows.
I met Tony and his daughter Libby Sturrock in his care home to find out more about his poems. I first asked him how he discovered his love for poetry.
I suddenly discovered by various people clustered round me this marvellous X, which brings out the question mark, doesn't it? And just by that, I wouldn't have discovered it if it hadn't been for outside people. I don't think even you knew that, did you?
You said you always loved poetry, didn't you? Is that all? Because you used to read the famous poets, didn't you?
Oh, Tessiman, I used to read a lot
Shelley
of,
and Yeats.
Yes, all the well-known ones, and enjoy them a lot. I think I've been writing poetry for over 50 years. I probably started when I was at school, marking special occasions. The sheer joy of hearing the equation of a line and the effect it had, and to my mind, the sheer beauty of it, it just gave me a thrill that nothing else did.
When did you start actually writing poetry, or has it been really throughout your life?
I think I may have casually written one or two while I was in the Air Force, largely comic stuff, just for the squadron shows or something like that, just to keep the amusement going. They were never very much. I just got to find out that some words rhymed others with a rather dramatic effect or a rather pregnant effect, and I could make them do something to an audience, and I loved that. I love people admiring my work. I'm an absolute cad, you know. I like admiration. Shouldn't have told you that, should I?
Of course.
Oh, right.